This is Radio Labour.
I'm Marc Boulanger. In a remarkable achievement, labor bodies and civil society groups in Europe have gathered 1 million signatures on a petition called a Citizens' Initiative to force the European Commission to act on a particular issue. In this case, the issue is the privatization of water, but the process could be used for addressing other issues. I talked to Richard Pond about the Citizens' Initiative process. Mr. Pond is a policy officer with the European Federation of Public Service Unions, EPSU. I asked him to explain the process.
Essentially, it's a new piece of European legislation that means that it's an official petition, if you like, which means that if you can collect 1 million signatures from across Europe, it will compel the European Commission to consider legislation or some kind of action on the topic that's covered in the initiative.
Does this mean EPSU has draft legislation it wants to present to the European Commission?
No, you can't quite do it like that. You have to come up with a topic which is within the remit of the European Union. So first they look at what you're proposing and then say whether or not you can go ahead with it. Essentially, what we're saying is we want the European Commission to consider legislation that ensures that water is a human right, that there's universal provision of water services across Europe, and that water should not be subject to liberalisation.
Why choose water as a topic, and why now?
Well, a number of reasons, really. One is because we thought it was really an initiative that would connect with most people across all countries across Europe. And already last year, there was the example in Italy of a very successful referendum, which again opposed liberalisation of water. So we thought it was a broad-based initiative that we could formulate the kind of political demand upon the European Commission that would make sense. And it was something that would clearly provide the unions with an opportunity to have their voice heard and to build a kind of build the kind of momentum behind a campaign that people would understand. And I think the important thing is that it's not just EPSU, the Public Service Union, it's EPSU and a number of other campaigning and lobbying organisations that are behind it.
Now that you've reached the 1 million signature mark, what's the timeline? What happens now?
I don't know the exact details, but I think there's a specific period of 3 months in which the European Commission has to respond to the initiative, effectively to say what they're going to do. They have to respond formally in some way. It will then depend upon whether or not they can actually come up with some form of proposal for action rather than just some other form of policy. So that remains to be seen.
This citizen initiative has now been used to raise awareness and promote action on the issue of water. Can you see it being used for other topics?
Yes, absolutely. There was a debate even within EPSU about whether or not water would be the most appropriate. So there's already discussion about whether or not we should, the union movement should use it. There's been a discussion within the European Trade Union Confederation. And I saw today that I think there's possibly an initiative not directly within the union movement, but by the European Anti-Poverty Network to maybe do something on minimum incomes.